Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard has told Sky Sports News their Premier League title hopes are all but over after a 3-0 defeat to Brighton.
It's not a good feeling at the moment. I think the way we played, especially in the second half, was I don't know what happened, to be honest. But big disappointment, and it feels like it's no hope now.
They're 4 points adrift of leaders Manchester City, who comfortably beat Everton 3-0 at Goodison Park. Pep Guardiola's side are now just one win away from retaining the trophy.
Weather.
Staying overcast but sunny this afternoon. There is still a wee chance of some scattered showers in places, and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 14 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
We should reference the elephant in the room. Not the fact you're all wearing the same clothes.
No, we'll get to that later.
That is a thing. We look like we're some kind of, well, I'm not part of this because I didn't get the memo, but you look like you're auditioning for Greece.
No, we look like a boy band. Why have you got them? We look like a boy band. Me, Tom, Stevie and Joe
are wearing white t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, and blue jeans.
Yeah.
And you've rocked up with the
t-shirt and blue jeans.
Yeah, didn't get the memo. Simon Cowell.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm going to do a brief one on Arsenal. We wasn't ready for it. It was fun while it lasted, and I'm still very, very happy with them.
Oh, no. Scott's talking about Arsenal again.
I'm really sad for you, Scott, actually.
Do you know what?
No, in all seriousness, I am. This must, you know.
It doesn't, do you know what? In a weird way, it doesn't actually, I thought I'd be, like devastated.
I thought you'd be crying.
No, but I think we've overperformed.
Yeah.
I don't think we were ready. And I think maybe in the next couple of years we will be. So,
You look at the beginning of the season, you say, would you take second place and Champions League guaranteed? You'd take it every day of the week.
I'd bite your arm off.
Exactly.
Wasn't he getting fired at the beginning of the season?
No. He's not managing Watford.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Okay, Monday, it's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Hope your weekend was good. We'll talk about that very soon. Let's get some music on for you. Tom Grennan on the way. First brilliant single from the Jonas Brothers, here's Waffle House.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Or Thomas Grennan. We should do a posh show one day. Edward Sheeran coming up.
Okay.
There's Thomas Grennan. How cool would that be?
It would be really good.
Harrison Styles, we'll get on for you. Samuel Ryder. Yeah, there's loads.
Yeah, we could.
Have fun one that. What's happened over the weekend? There's loads going on today. GCSEs and A-level exams get underway today, and the government has assured students that grades will be protected from COVID disruption. Just don't mention COVID.
Yeah.
Because I think every time the government mention it, go, oh, about COVID, there won't be any disruption. Don't say it.
Yeah, just leave it.
That's not good. Best of luck if you're taking part in those. Eurovision 2023 took place over the weekend. Sweden won with Tattoo. I quite like that tune. With Lorraine.
I don't watch it.
I liked it. She got a lot of points. This year's runner-up was Finland, while the third place was taken by Israel. I had a party in my house, not a Eurovision party, I'll stress. It was just a party. And one of the guys said, oh, we're going to order an Uber because May Muller had finished. They'd just started doing the judging and the numbers. Yeah. He went, I'll order it now because then I'll know who wins Eurovision. I was like, mate, this bit goes on for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You don't want to order your Uber now.
Long time.
Yeah. May Muller comes second with 24 points. Sweden come first with 583 points.
Wow.
Did you watch it?
No.
You didn't see it at all. Did you watch it, Tom?
I watched a bit of it.
You don't seem like a typical Eurovision watcher.
No. So I was in the house and then my phone ran out of charge.
Yeah.
So I started watching it when May Muller was performing. I was like, oh, there's not much left. And then
she was the last singer.
Yeah, and then they started with all the performances voting.
It's the recap, isn't it? Let's just recap the 40 different things you've just seen.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
It was like 2 more hours and I was like, how?
I see about 10 seconds of it.
Hannah Rebecca from Ted Lasso was incredible.
I see the 10 seconds, I see her.
She was brilliant presenting with Graham Norton. You've not seen Ted Lasso, have you?
No, I was confused.
Tall blonde girl. The only blonde girl yeah, in presenting lineup, and she's Ted Latch. She's the chairman of Richmond AFC.
Oh, okay.
So chairwoman, chairperson, the chair, the boss.
I
did everything there. What else is happening today? ABBA Voyage takes place at London ABBA Arena. Have they renamed the arena ABBA Arena for the ABBA thing? That's incredible. Yeah. That's amazing. Frankie Boyle at South End Cliffs tonight. Gypsy Kings at London Royal Albert Hall. There's loads going on today. Energy bills are coming down.
Yay!
Yeah, they're coming down. Energy industry consultancy
£1 million a year now.
Says it thinks the price cap on energy bills will fall by more than £1,200 for the average household. So in July, I think that is.
That's good.
Just when the heat comes and you turn the heating off. It's all better then. Right, Ed Sheeran, eyes closed, 12 minutes past three. It's the Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, and eyes closed, 3:15, Big Drive Home. Monday, hello. Bit of sunshine out there, it's all right, isn't it? Weekend was weird. It was supposed to be hot and sunny on Saturday and horrible on Sunday, and it did a little switcheroo.
Yeah, it was completely opposite day.
Karen had some friends round on Saturday night. I say some friends, there's about 20 drunk women in my house.
Typical
Saturday night.
Yeah.
There was a thing at Lord's, the Rayleigh Club, like a woman's afternoon tea thing. So they went to that all day.
Called Carnage?
Yeah, it was called Carnage. And it was broad daylight event, which is always dangerous. So they came back to our house at like 5:30. I'm just chilling. I'm just watching football. I've got my feet up. I heard Harry scream out the door really quickly, got his bag, and he went, "I'm off to the gym, bye." And what happened is he'd seen two carloads of people turn up outside our house and just legged
it. He didn't like that.
He just like, "I'll leave you to this." He just left me there.
That's bad.
Just left me.
Harry, you're out of order.
I knew they would come round, but I thought, you know, we'd put some chairs out in the garden, it'd be a nice day. And the nice day never happened and just turned up Sunday.
Yeah, it's not good. Did they come back Sunday?
No. They went. What was your weekend like? Tell us in the style of a Craig David song, Scott, how your weekend was.
Okay. Craig David.
Get into the Craig David song. Yeah.
I went out on Friday to play pool with my mate Mark. He nearly beat me. And that was Friday. I went out to the pub on Saturday.
Wow, I can see a pattern.
Stayed a bit too long. Didn't get drunk, but the others did. One bloke had his top off. See the same guy on Sunday. He was really embarrassed. Picked up his daughter sheepishly. And I know that he listens. He's called Lee.
Hello, Lee. Toplessly, as we now know.
Toplessly. And then come back to work on Monday. Skip Sunday because I don't know what I did.
That's fine. So that's what we're looking for, Essex. Your weekend in the style of a Craig David song. You can send it. The best way to do it, I think, is sending us a voice note, which you can do very easily via the app. If you haven't got the app, you can download it via the Radio Essex app. Via Google Play and Apple Store, just search for Radio Essex. You find the app on there, and you can send voice notes through the apps really easy. And then just send us. You don't have to do it in as much detail. You can go, went for a drink on Friday, went to the garden centre on Saturday, had a barbecue on Sunday. Just nice and easy.
Yeah.
Get your voice notes in, and we'll get you on the radio. And you can type them out, and we'll do them for you as well. If you want to just send us a text, 3:18. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, and Giant. 3:28, Big Drive Home Monday. I feel like a giant, actually, this weekend. I measured myself for a new app that I was putting on my phone. You had to get your measurements. I'm 5'11". I always thought I was 5'10". I've, like, grown.
You are not 5'11".
I'm 5'11". Did a proper height thing. And at the gym this morning, I used one of the electronic ones, and it confirmed that I was 5'11.2".
Is that with your spikes, or...?
No, that was with flat... Well, no, it did. Karen did it to the top of my skull, and I had no shoes on. I was 5'11".
Right, well, this is interesting, because if you are 5'11".
5'11".
I think I'm taller than you.
You're not taller than me. You're definitely not taller than me. I'm 5'11". I'm basically a giant. I'm basically Peter Crouch.
Tom's obviously very small.
What are you, 5'?
I'm probably like 5'6".
Same as my mum.
Tommy's pretty small.
I was taller before I did my backing. I was 6 foot. And then I smashed my back up, and then I lost a bit, and I went down to about 5'10".
No, yes, I believe I was always 5'11".
Yeah.
I'm not anymore. I think I'm 5'10". But off air in a minute.
We're going to go measure each other. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Sue and Holbridge.
And we'll see how tall we are.
Yeah, we will. Sue and Holbridge had a takeaway on Friday. Went out to the Turkish with some friends on Saturday. I love a Turkish.
Oh, I do.
Works in the garden on Sunday. Back to the grindstone on Monday, says Sue. Thank you very much for those. What did you were saying that you went to lots of different places. Well,
yeah,
no,
but the funny moment that happened on Saturday, which I thought I'd share with the class, is that, so me and Kerry had stayed in and the girls had gone round to a friend's house because they've got a daughter and they played together. And it was getting later and later and later, and Kerry was texting the mum saying, "Oh, Scott can come and get the girls now." And she was like, "No, they're fine, fine." So it got quite late in the evening, and they live like, it's walking distance. It's like 10 doors away, if that.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So as I'm, and I don't know these, they're nice people, I don't know them that well though, right? So I know them to go, "All right, mate, blah, blah, blah," and I pick up the kids, say hello, have a little chit-chat about football and leave. That's it, right? And as I'm walking up the street, I can hear loud music and I'm thinking, is that, that sounds like where I'm going. So I, like, what people won't know about me is I can
tell people Scott doesn't like a party like that.
Especially if
he doesn't know anyone.
If I don't know people, right? So I walk in and it's not many people, but there's certainly people that I don't know, and there's one guy that I know from school who I always go, hello, mate, and shake his hand. Well, as I walk in, there...
And you're just going to pick up kids?
I think I'm literally going to knock at the door, I'm going to pick up the twins, and I'm going to leave. That's what I think is going to happen. So as I walk in, they're in the garage, and they've had a few drinks. And the guy, is a lovely guy called Lee, he'd had a few drinks, so he'd had no inhibitions. He had his top off, and he was swirling it around his head. He went, "Right, Scotty!" And normally, we just have a chat about Arsenal, and that's it, right? He was very, very drunk. It's very funny. He said, "You want a beer?" I said, "Oh, I'm just going to get the girls." And I said, "Oh, no, I'll leave you to it." And then one of the other guys, who I loosely know, went to me, put on a five song. He'll sing it. And I went, I won't. I said, "No, I don't think I need to." And with that, they put on Backstreet Boys. And because that's the next best thing, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And he started to sing to it. And he was looking at me going, "Any good?" And it was just.
How long did you stay?
Half an hour.
Yeah. That's a polite enough.
Yeah, half an hour. And then took their daughter home as part of the bargain. So, and then she had a sleepover.
Excellent.
And then when he came and picked her up the next day,
was he apologetic?
No, it was hilarious because he was hoping that I didn't remember that he had his shirt off and waving it around his head. And as he walked into my house, I went, like, with a fake top. "Way, Ollie!" And he went, "I was hoping you didn't remember." I went, "I didn't think you would."
I like that. Right, 3:32, big drive home for Monday. You may have heard this at the Eurovision. Sam Ryder's new tune is called Mountain. Radio Essex on the big drive home for Monday. Harry Styles and As It Was. Hope you're doing okay. 3:38, there's a rich family advertising for a nanny to live in their mansion, if anyone's interested in this. Wealthy Australian family searching for a full-time nanny to join their Sydney home.
Okay.
Take care of their cat. Yeah, it's a really good...
Take care of their cat.
Yeah, they're looking for a full-time nanny to look after the cat.
And
they haven't got kids.
Are telling me that they, as in someone that lives there full-time...
Yeah.
...gets paid, I'm assuming, quite a bit of money.
Decent money. To look after the cat. It's advertised on a website in Australia. They've put a call out for a pet nanny for an amazing cat. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to look after one pet full-time and only focus on the care and love of one cat.
Hang on. So are you actually telling me that they haven't even got to tidy the house?
No. This is a private role based within the eastern suburbs area, working for a busy family as a pet nanny stroke carer. The position will require somebody who's available to live in full time and stay home to look after the most beloved, gorgeous cat.
This
position would suit a single person, you reckon, only that does not have their own pet, given it's a living position. Don't be bringing other pets into my house. This house is all about the one cat. Don't be bringing your own pets in. The Double Bay family added their ideal candidate would be someone interested in taking the role on a please only serious candidates apply basis. They wrote that in the thing. And they're seeking somebody with experience in caring for cats, either professionally or as a pet owner.
What experience do you need?
Just feed them and let them out. I mean, and let them in again. That's pretty much all. I mean, I've had cats forever.
I mean, literally, like,
they don't like you. They just, they're in it for the food.
Yeah, but with a cat, right?
Mm.
You've got a cat flap, right? Most places have a cat flap, right? Yeah. You don't have to, you don't even have to walk a cat.
No.
It walks itself.
I'm guessing this cat doesn't get out a lot. I'm guessing they don't let the cat out. It's a live-in cat, I think. It's not one of the cats that goes out. It's one that stays in. Some people do that. They go, this is a cat that doesn't go out, it stays in.
That's not fair.
Well, it's not fair on the cat. Well, it might not survive outside.
You can't have kids that go, no, you don't go out. You're one of the kids that doesn't go out.
Some cats are worth, proper money.
I'm assuming this cat is.
I'd imagine so. This isn't like some tabby cat, is it? This is a proper blue-haired minx cat or something. This isn't going to be your standard black and white cat.
No, I don't.
This isn't Postman Pat's cat.
No, it's not.
It's not. Naturally, the wild job posting on social media and lots of people are applying for it. This is the job I want, said one person. Another person took issue with the perfect job listing. They wrote alongside an eye roll emoji. Does this involve napping when the cat naps? Comedians. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Good joke.
Yeah, that's the job if you want it. It's in Australia, in Sydney, looking after a cat.
Wow.
I don't think you'd be allowed to go out there. I don't think you'd experience any of the Sydney nightlife or anything. You'd be like, oh, going outside, going to go see something at Sydney Arbor.
Going nowhere.
You're going nowhere. Whiskers time in an hour. Right, 3:41, big drive home for Monday. It's Kristen Scott with Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim coming up. Diplo Miguel as well. Don't Forget My Love, playing for you in moments. It's Radio Essex, Diplo and Miguel. Don't Forget My Love, 10 to 4. Hello to Maisie. Thank you for your voice note. What are you up to the weekend? That was good. Lisa from Wickford on the text. Hi, guys. Did I win the sweepstake for choosing Sweden at the Eurovision? Yes, Lisa in Wickford, you did.
Yes, you did.
Well done to you and Sweden. Tom's going to give you a call to get all that sorted out for you. We'll get a little pack over to you. Well done, Lisa. Who did I go with?
You were on Portugal.
All right, okay.
What about me?
Greece.
Greece. How did Greece do?
We didn't.
I don't
even know if Greece were in it, were
they? Yeah, I don't think that they were.
What do you mean?
They didn't turn up.
You can't tell me that someone's going to be in it and then just go, oh, right, that's it. I would have had Sweden.
Lisa beat you to that. Well done, Lisa. Yeah, we'll get that sorted out for you. There's loads going on in the news today. We're having the soggiest spring in 13 years.
It can't make his mind up, that's why.
It's the first Monday back at work for what seems like months. Yeah, I feel like I've just come back from a cruise. Yeah. And I feel like I've just arrived back at work and I'm a little bit like, what's going on?
Yeah, we don't do Mondays anymore.
Yeah, we don't do the Mondays. But yeah, we're having the soggiest spring in 13 years to coincide with the fact we're back at work on a Monday after God knows how long. We've had twice the normal rainfall. For May, Met Office data shows it's been greyer than usual, with sunshine hours down 15% this spring, and the temperature 6 degrees cooler than this time last year.
That's a lot.
Good news is that we're finally going to sizzle in the heat early June.
That's not too far away.
It's not too far away, but I don't like the headlines that we've got a 27-degree scorcher arriving. It's not a scorcher. It's not a heat wave. It's summer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be hot and sunny.
Exactly.
June. I'd expect 27 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, and 27's nice and hot, isn't it?
And it's not actually that bad now. It clouds over. When the sun comes out, it's not. Yesterday was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really hot yesterday.
Light until the sunshine yesterday. But yeah, so expect in about 2 weeks to start getting your bikinis and your shorts out. Oh, you're already doing shorts, honey. You were wearing shorts last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen. 27 degrees coming in a couple of weeks. Right, big drive home for Monday. It's Kristen Scott. We're going to update the latest on the roads. If you're making it, well, maybe you're escaping the office early on a Monday, or maybe you just didn't get a bank holiday memo and you're just still at home
waiting
for another coronation. Niall Horan and Meltdown plays on Radio Essex. News and travel coming up. Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Meltdown. It's 5 to 4 on this day in 1940. The first nylon stockings went on sale in New York. This is why Martin Day was trying to do a stockings peep show this morning, I think.
Martin Day was doing...
I tuned in this morning and I heard Martin Day going on about... He's like, oh, we should, nylon stockings, send your stockings. I was thinking, what? And then it was, and they did something else in the end, because Sue obviously was there to regain the structure of the show.
Yeah.
But then I read that it was actually on this day in the 40s that the first ever nylon stockings went on sale in New York, and I thought, oh, that must be it.
Yeah, it wasn't just a weird request.
Yeah, I was thinking, I just couldn't work it out, and then I saw that story, and I was thinking, like, the women must have been like, oh, these are amazing, and then burglars and armed robbers were going, oh, these are amazing, put these on my head. Yeah, so Martin's not as mad or as bad as Right, news and travel coming up in just a second. We'll get the updates for you with Stevie, who's going to do the news. And then we're back with the hits. David Guetta, Anne-Marie and Coi Leray coming up. Baby Don't Hurt Me, next song.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives.
How will I know if you
play the hits live from the Icon Building? This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Just gone 4 o'clock. Big Drive Home is on Radio Essex for a Monday with David Guetta, Anne-Marie and Coi Leray. Is Baby Don't Hurt Me.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Mabel and I Wish on the Big Drive Home for Monday. It's Chris and Scott. Thanks for having us on. Holiday makers, you're going to be able to fly to Sydney soon in as little as 2 hours. Within 10 years, they reckon.
No way.
Be able to do London to Sydney in as little as 2 hours within 10 years, but you'll have to go through space.
Oh, right, okay. Right. I was getting...
But it makes sense, because they're basically saying you can go up straight into space, wait for the world to turn, and then dive back down again in Sydney. They reckon it'll take 2 hours.
I mean, that...
But just
think about that, right? Because at the moment... You literally, to go to Sydney from London, you can't go direct.
No.
You've got to go either to Dubai or Singapore.
I think you can go direct to Perth, can't you? But even that's miles away from Sydney.
Yeah, so I've never done that. It's always...
You do the Dubai stop or Los Angeles, Singapore, or whatever, yeah.
And it takes 24 hours, maybe sometimes slightly less, maybe 22, 23, but it's a day.
Yeah.
If you could do it in 2 hours, I mean, that's not just a game changer. It changes everything.
But also with the time difference, you'd be really wrecked as well, wouldn't you? Because at least with time difference, and you've been on the plane for 24 hours, you're already jet lagged anyway. So time difference doesn't really play. If you've got a 2 hour flight, so like now, we would get there at 6:10, but it would be 24 hours ago. I mean, it would be really weird. They're looking at this idea that actually, if you take off vertically and go straight up into the sky, into space...
You've got to go in a rocket, hover around,
wait, have a cup of tea. Oh, the world's turned, straight back down in Sydney. Suborbital flights such as these are offered at the moment by Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic. They cost around £350,000 a seat, so you probably wouldn't do that.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
But regulators have predicted that they will soon be less expensive, eventually becoming intercontinental travel options for pretty much anybody. Sunday Times did a report about this over the weekend and said that most people handle G-forces of suborbital space flights relatively well. Research conducted with King's College in London and facilitated by the RAF found that those taking such flights would not need to be fit or young. Older people possibly better at dealing with space travel than the younger ones.
I mean, this has blown my tiny little mind.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Because you think, like, when you've got to make a big decision to up sticks and, you know, to say you want to emigrate, for example, and you're like, that decision where you're leaving your friends behind and you know that, you know, it's... The fact that you could do that, have the life that you wanted to have, and go...
2 hours away.
And go, oh, Jamal, I'll come to the barbecue. No problem.
It's a different... Well, you could get a job in Sydney. I mean, the time difference would stop you commuting every day, I would have thought, because you'd be broken.
I don't think
you could get a job out there. You could go and live out there. You could work out there in 2 hours. We're talking, my mum lives in Eastbourne. Let's put this in perspective. Karen's mum lives in Northampton. It's 2 hours to either of those places.
Yes.
Sydney.
No, but you've got to factor in 2 hours before, 2 hours. It's 6 hours.
It's a decent travel.
Yeah, but it's still like going to Liverpool, like, and getting stuck in a little bit of traffic.
Yeah.
You could literally leave Sydney and 6 hours later with, like, the transfer, having a roast dinner with you.
I think the time difference, you'd be home yesterday.
You would be,
That's incredible. Right, 4:10, Big Drive Home. We live and learn, we'll keep an eye on that. Monday on the Big Drive Home, Jonas Blue, and finally, Radio Essex, Jonas Blue, and finally, just talking in the studio just about this idea of going to Sydney in 2 hours. Would you do that, though? Would you be happy going up into space, waiting for the world to turn around and then jump back down again?
It fascinates me. Yeah, right. Imagine this. I'm at the airport.
Yeah.
I phone you. The show's just about to start. The Big Drive Home's just about to start. It's 3:00.
Yeah.
And I say to you, I'll speak to you before the end of the show, and I will be in Sydney, Australia.
That's crazy.
I don't think I'd sound well. And then as I land in Sydney, I go, g'day, mate. I don't know why I'm Australian. But I go, g'day, mate. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. We're just about to do the 5:00. What's the 5:00 thing called?
A to Z of music.
Just about to do the A to Z of music. And I could join in, but I could be in Sydney.
I think, because we talked about, you could get to Spain in 5 minutes, but I don't think you could, because I think the length of this flight is literally vertically going up in the air into space. Although that doesn't take that long, does it? We're not that far from space.
I think it takes a while.
What, to go? No, if a rocket goes up into space, it's there quite quickly.
How quickly?
I think it's like half an hour or 20 minutes or so. I don't think it's like, it's not days to get into
space. It takes 45 minutes to get to Scotland in a plane at the moment.
Yeah, but space isn't a million miles away from Earth, is it? What's the edge of the atmosphere? I thought it was about a 20-minute flight.
So, if you were doing, that's 3.7 miles per hour, that's not very helpful.
No, I'm in a rocket, mate. I'm in a rocket. I'm not in Del Boy's yellow trader van.
NASA's space shuttle takes about 8.5 minutes to get to the Earth.
There you
orbit.
Go.
Well, there you go. Right.
So, you literally, you get up there, give it 10 minutes, you get up there.
So, and what's the long part of the flight, then?
Waiting for the world to turn around. Waiting for the globe to spin. So you're up in space in the black bit, looking at the Earth down below, and the Earth's moving, obviously, because the Earth goes round and round and round.
Yeah.
You go, it's just coming like a clock. You're like, Sydney, go. Straight back down and land on Sydney.
So what if...
You're literally hovering. So actually, petrol wouldn't cost a lot. Because you'd just be hovering up in space.
So what if you mistimed it and ended up in...
Well, you could go,
we've done it again, Roger. We're in Japan again.
You need to wear glasses. That's definitely not Sydney. That idea of travel, I reckon, will be absolutely normal in 10 years' time. I think that's how we will get to... I don't think you'd bother doing it to go to Spain. Because I think you'd literally get up there, and by the time you got up there, you're like, oh, we've just missed Spain.
We've got to wait again.
You've got to wait for Spain to come around again. So you'd end up there too long. And actually, by then, even just normal flights will be quicker. But the weird thing with flying is we've already invented supersonic flights, but we don't have it anymore. Concorde is something that we grew up with.
Yeah.
And it was more advanced than what we've got now. You could get to places a lot quicker than you can now with Concorde, but then they don't have Concorde anymore.
Imagine if that happens, but the trains don't go any faster. And like, because the other day it took me 2.5 hours from King's Cross to get to Newcastle.
You could have gone to Sydney.
I could have gone to Sydney and been in a bar in Sydney already.
Yeah.
When you're not at Newcastle yet.
Yeah. Claire says, presumably because everything is weightless in space, we could all take as much luggage as we wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't have to do the old check your baggage.
Check your baggage and the little thing. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Claire. I think it's something to look out. I think this is something that could definitely happen, and I would happily try it out. I'd happily have a go on that.
Yeah, honestly, it's something I want to do. I want to do it now. I'm very impatient.
17 minutes after four, it's the big drive home for Monday. Freya Riding's coming up. Let's get on Mimi Webb and Dua Lipa as well. It's Radio Essex Dua Lipa Levitating. It's 4:30. I'll be doing a KM25 clockwise. Junction 30 at Lakeside, the A13. There's congestion there. To Purfleet on the A13 out of London town, with delays on all approaches to the roundabout. Recovery work is underway. There's a shed load there, earlier broken down van, entry slip road partially blocked, queuing traffic as well. Cameras are showing us that the broken down van has lost its load, which is currently being recovered. The slip road being blocked intermittently while they kind of run out there and run back in. Think Formula One and a safety car.
Yeah, I mean, what I took from that is that I wouldn't go that way.
Don't go that way.
To.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds broken.
So there's work being carried out to the scene as well, sort of fixing stuff as well. M25 clockwise, Junction 30 at Lakeside. Yeah, it's a red flag. It's a Mimi Webb. Yeah. It's Radio Essex, Monday's big drive home continues. It's Radio Essex, Bells Only, Jazzy and Making Me Feel Good. 4:35, big drive home for Monday. It's Chris and Scott. Hello, hope you're doing okay. Bit of sunshine out there, it's all right.
I mean, are we calling it sunshine?
What?
Is
there any blue sky?
Tiniest bit.
I can see some blue sky over there in Kent.
Well, we're not in Kent, are we? We're in South
Kent. It's
always sunny in South
Essex. I don't know if you did the Maldon mud race, but there's I can only imagine the washing machines going off in Maldon over the weekend.
Would have been a lot of washing.
Yeah, hundreds of people battle their way across muddy riverbeds to raise money for charity. And they run, they leap, they crawl across 400 metres of a riverbank, basically. It's the River Blackwater in Essex at low tide as they look to be crowned the winner. The annual event, which started 50 years ago, attracts people from across Europe, raises tens of thousands of pounds for charity, which is amazing. But it is called the Mud Race for a reason.
I've been doing it for the last 15 years.
What?
That one that you're talking about.
No, you haven't.
That's what? Sorry.
You didn't do the Maldon Mud Race this weekend.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, did I not say that earlier?
No. You said you sat home and watched a film on Saturday.
That's what I did. But I thought about
less muddy.
I thought about doing it. You know, actually, friends of mine do it a lot. They don't just do the Maldon one, they do all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it tires me out. Just when my Andy's telling me about it,
yeah,
I get tired listening. It's so intense because it's literally like, it's like the Hunger Games.
It does look fun, but it does look muddy. My youngest, Sam, he was doing his D of E, Duke of Edinburgh thing this weekend. And so he had to go, they did a walk. So we dropped him off at Barleylands on Saturday morning time anyway. And then they walked to Brentwood, camped in a scout camp, basically in Brentwood, and then walked back to Barleylands the next day. He was in bits.
But
he looked like he'd stopped off to do the Maldon mud race.
Yeah.
In between. He looked that messy.
It's about damn time.
Lizzo and About Damn Time on the big drive home. M25 still very slow. Junction 30, A13 Lake. So it's pretty slow from the 127 around to the 130, the A13 on that clockwise stretch. That's a busy one tonight. The Archbishop of Canterbury won't be going down there at high speeds. He's just been fined £500 and been given 3 penalty points after he was caught speeding in London. He's the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Wow.
Yeah.
£500?
Yeah, he's like...
How fast was he going?
Well, do you know what? He was recorded at doing, I mean, brace yourselves, 25 miles per hour.
Oh, come
on. In a 20.
No.
Yeah.
You mean to get 10%?
In a Volkswagen Golf. Last year, he drives a Volkswagen Golf.
He's the Archbishop of Canterbury.
He's a bishop. He can go diagonal.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't. It's a chess gag.
I know. No, I know.
Relevance if he can go diagonal.
I did get that.
Yeah. He was out doing his, you know, archbishopy stuff, and he was driving along Albert Embankment towards his official residence. He lives at Lambeth Palace. That's his. And he admitted the offence straight away in writing and was sentenced at a private magistrate's court hearing. £500.
That's a lot for
3 penalty points. Yeah. Why doesn't he get to go to the Holiday Inn and do the little don't go through red lights, don't go very fast? He should be at the Holiday Inn Festival Leisure Park all with the rest of us. With all the gear on.
I've been there.
It would be funny. He would be the one, because there's always one, isn't there? When you go to one of those speed awareness courses, there's one person in the room. Always. and you're like, mate, shut up and we'll get out of here a lot quicker.
I can't.
Stop asking questions.
I can't believe you just said that, because I was literally just about to say, because there's always the guy that goes, explain that again. Yeah. And you're like, no, mate, just drink just, the free tea, yeah. Drink the free tea, have the biscuits and go home.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I don't think the Archbishop of Canterbury would have been that one.
No, I don't think
but,
so.
But I mean, if he brought all the gold things along with him that Charles had, all the orbs and stuff, that would have been a conversational piece, at
definitely.
Least. Would have been great. You did 25 miles an hour in that gold carriage with that horse. No, I've got a Volkswagen Golf. Oh, right, that makes more sense. This song is amazing. It's David Kushner. It's called Daylight. I love this. Ed Sheeran, Two Step on the Big Drive Home, Radio Essex.
So, Ed Sheeran's got a new album out. It's been out since last week, Tom.
Is it Subtract, Divide, Multiply?
Subtractions. Subtract. It's brilliant. It's such a good album. I listened to it over the weekend. And so if you are an Ed Sheeran fan, or you was an Ed Sheeran fan from his like first album, which was 80, amazing.
Lego House
He's gone back to those roots. He's wrote this album very, very quickly, and he's done a documentary, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm going to watch that as well. But if you are unsure whether it's going to be your cup of tea, if you liked what he used to do and didn't quite like the new stuff, he's back. He's back to
he's
his best.
I think he's going to change again, though, isn't he? Because he's now said he'd like to become a country singer.
But his stuff, it is a little bit folky country, the old stuff.
Yeah,
he's at his best for me, and this is only my opinion, when he's just got him and his guitar and he's just singing. He's got such a good voice. He's such a good songwriter, and I think when you've got the big label and the big machine, I think he's wrote this album and gone, This is the album. This is the album I'm putting out. He said that with them words himself. It's from start to finish, the album's fantastic.
Well, I hope he does some country stuff. I've got a little bit of a guilty passion for country music. I love a bit of country.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again.
Go on, say it again.
I genuinely believe. So my mum, I grew up on John Denver.
Yeah.
I think he is the modern day John Denver. I read like Ed Sheeran. Yeah, 100%. Like songwriter, brilliant voice, brilliant on guitar. If he went down that country route, he would be amazing at it.
We'll see, because he's now said he wants to do it. He must be like, oh, I've done everything else, so I'm gonna try this now. Because that seems to be the kind of person he is, isn't he? He takes a break and then he comes back. So maybe he'll come back with country stuff. We'll live and learn. I'd love to see that. Ed Sheeran sounds like a country artist as
well.
Yeah. Right, news and travel coming up next at 5. Sport.
Manchester City are just one win away from retaining the Premier League title. A 3-0 victory over Everton, followed by Arsenal's defeat to Brighton, means Pep Guardiola's side are close to becoming champions for the third successive season. They can secure the crown with a win over Chelsea on Sunday. Guardiola says there's still work to do.
The season is not over. The Premier League is never end. We know it for the past with Liverpool. This season is the same. I think pretty sure Arsenal is going to win the two games after we come from. For the previous seasons, it's an extraordinary achievement. What we are doing, hopefully we can finish well.
City could become
weather.
City could become
champions. That wasn't my fault.
Listen, this is the most important line. City could become champions without playing another game if Arsenal is to Nottingham Forest on Saturday. Anyway, the weather is...
Excuse me.
This evening will be clear and dry, unlike Scott's tears, with some light winds. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 13 degrees.
I think Scott, unlike quite a lot of football fans, is actually a bit of a realist.
Yes.
Because he already said that it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there was probably a sliver, but when you're waiting for Man City to slip up,
to draw and lose,
it just doesn't. It's never going to be a thing. But I think
they'll
win
it. For you. I am.
Good to see Trossard still playing well for Brighton, though.
Yeah,
I mean, he's had a good season for Brighton.
He was so confused. Am I playing the Reds or the Blues?
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Look at that, 5:05, Monday done, completed.
Yay!
It.
Woo!
It wasn't that bad, was it? It's the first proper Monday we've had in like a year, but we're here. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding playing now.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
We are sending you back to the 90s. The 90s Rewind Festival is happening on the 14th of July here in Essex. We're at Hornchurch. Don't worry about booking a day off work. It all kicks off at 5 o'clock in the evening, so you can pop straight there after your day is done. The charity Mind are going to be the beneficiaries for this, which is an incredible charity doing some amazing work for mental health, and they'll be bringing you some of your favourite 90s bands back on stage again. Some of the big boy bands, the big ones, you know. Yeah, what I mean? All the numbers and the letters. A1,
okay.
911, 2, 16, and 5.
Woo!
Selena from the Honeys will be there as well. She hasn't got a number, so I separate her out from the,
yeah.
Number ones. It's going to be an amazing, there's loads of amazing tribute acts. There's a DJ keeping the party going throughout the evening. That DJ is Tony Roberts.
Oh, it's Tony,
yeah,
is it? Tony's very good.
He's incredible. 20 pairs of tickets to give away this week. When you hear Scott from Five's voice on the Big Drive... Well, hang on, not when you hear his voice on the Big Drive Home. That doesn't work for us because you're on the Big Drive Home.
No, because don't call now because I'm talking because I am Scott from Five.
There's a recording of Scott saying call now, which you've heard all day. That is what you're listening up for. When you hear Scott say call now, this is your cue to call.
Call now, this is your cue. Oh, no, don't say now. Don't want me to say now.
Hear him say that in a bit, 10 minutes. Give this number a call, 01702 45 5060, for your chance to be randomly selected to win a pair of tickets to the 90s Rewind Festival. Terms and conditions online at Radio Essex.
Should I not talk now, just so people don't get confused? If I stop talking now.
It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and how does it feel? It's 14 minutes after 5. Big Drive Home for Monday. We need you to end the show. And actually, because it's the first Monday we've been at work for 3 weeks?
Something like that.
That we can do a proper Monday. Complete it, mate. Something.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, something that stinks of desperation.
You know, you could do that, or you could go Monday, not a bank holiday. Complete it, mate.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Chuck that in there.
As long as, listen,
Bank holiday coming.
Yeah.
Next Monday, the Monday after is another bank holiday.
Which you won't be able to end the show.
No.
Because we're not here.
No. I'm going to make a special for that Monday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Chris Brooks special, Big Drive Home.
It's not you. It's not you.
I'll make it on Thursday. Yeah. Monday. So something to let us all know how Monday was for you.
I mean, obviously, if you're happy today... Say Monday, completed it, mate. But you know, everyone knows you're not.
Yeah, there's not going to be many of those. Give us a Monday. Complete it, mate. Something like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Get on the app. Send your voice notes through. You could be ending the show just before 6. And then Lauren looking after things for Joe Kinch tonight from 6 on the evening show. Updating the roads next.
This is Chris and Scott on
Radio Essex, Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott, and Where Are You Now? 526, Big Drive Home, A to Z of Music is on the way. First of all, let's find our winner.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
Who is going to be there alongside... Well, Scott, you're going to be there, obviously.
I'm going to be there.
Because you're part of the band 5.
I am, yes.
So you will be there, 911, A1. Selena's from the Honey's going to be there. And there's loads and loads of acts going on all through the day. There's a DJ to keep it going into the evening as well. I do believe that is Tony Roberts, who is immense as well.
He's a very good
really
DJ.
Really good DJ. So you'll have a really good time down there. Let's find out our winner. We've got some randomly ones selected here. And we're going to one of those now as I hit the randomizer and say hello to... Line 2, Victoria.
Oh, my God!
Yay! Yay! Here she is.
I'm well chuffed.
Very good.
Absolutely chuffed.
Victoria.
I absolutely love my
90s. Oh, do you?
Sorry. I love it.
Massive acts there, obviously, on the day. We can feed his ego a little bit more, but 5 are there, which are an amazing 90s band.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to the show. It's going to be a really, really good show.
Lovely for you, though, isn't it? An Essex gig.
Yeah, I haven't got to go to Newcastle.
You'll be home by like 10 past 8.
I will. No. we're on quite late, but it's going to be a really good event. As Chris says, it starts at 5, so there'll be loads of acts through the day. It's going to be a really, really good show.
You'll enjoy it. Who are you taking?
I can't wait.
Who are you going to take?
I don't know. Is it an over 18s only?
I don't know.
I don't think so, but obviously we'll check that out and we'll let you know. Just so you know, we're not doing any of the hits. We're only doing album tracks. Just album tracks. No, we're not. We're all the big ones.
Yeah, it'd be good. Victoria, you work out who you're taking with you. All the T's and C's are on our website, so I'm sure that'll have the details on there. But Tom's going to give you a ring, and we've got your number here, so Tom will give you a ring and sort it all out for you, and we'll work out who you can take. And you should just get people to do challenges. That's what I would think. When you don't know which friend to take, you can go, right, challenge week begins. People start picking you up when you've had a drink.
Exactly.
They start coming around cleaning your house, and you can get loads out of this, Victoria. It can be awesome.
I know. I could even get the children to do some chores around
exactly.
the house.
If it's under 18s, you're laughing. You won't lift a finger all week, Victoria. It'd be amazing.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Listen, enjoy the gig, and give Scott a big scream when he gets on stage, and then he'll know which one you are.
I'm the short one that can barely
speak. And I'm the one with the beard. A bit grey.
Okay, Victoria, enjoy. Tom will give you a call. We'll get that sorted out for you. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio Essex, The Weeknd, and Ariana Grande, and Die For You. The Weeknd is going back to his original name and ditching The Weeknd.
Who wants to ditch The Weeknd?
I know. Who would do that? He's going back to his original name, which...
Monday,
yeah. I don't know, what's his original name? Because he's changed all his socials as well, hasn't he?
Abel Tesfaye.
That's it, Abel Tesfaye. So his Twitter account isn't at The Weeknd anymore, it's Abel Tesfaye.
So he's going to... So
The Weeknd, a bit like the artist formerly known as Prince. Yeah. I don't mean King Charles, I mean Prince.
Yeah.
Because King Charles is also the artist formerly known as Prince.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. He's changing it. He's changing his name.
So if I get this right, so he's built up a world famous name,
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd without
an E in the end bit. Yeah,
He's changing that.
Yeah, changed it to his actual name, which is
Abel Tesfaye.
Now the Clever. A to Z of music.
What he said.
Abel Tesfaye.
Right, 5:33, and the A to Z of music is on. It's the letter K. Oh, see, The Weeknd's messed up already.
He's ruined it.
When we get to W, he's going to be like, oh, hang on a minute. No, whoa, I'll go back to The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the A's and the music over in Essex. I want to be
And
in
he's
that.
Already missed A.
He's missed A, yeah.
Gutted for him.
Yeah, rookie. Right, so we have the A's and the men. No, we don't. We have the A's and the music. We do have the A's and the men.
We do. Wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get a podcast. Good podcast as well. Really good. Nothing like what we're doing here.
No.
This is the A to the music.
It's
not named that, so we accidentally say the A to the men every now and again. That's not the reason
why
we did it at all. It was laziness, if you must know. So the A to the music is on, and it's the letter K, and we're looking for today's solo artists beginning with the letter K, and it's Christian name.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there are so many.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kylie Minogue. Kate Bush. Katy Perry.
Wow.
Kelly Rowland. Khalees. Kelly Osbourne, Kesha, Kid Rock.
There's loads on.
So many.
So solo artists beginning with the letter K, who is your favourite? Drop a little text over to us, a cheeky little WhatsApp message. You could, however you want to get in touch with us, just get in touch with us and tell us who your artist is beginning with K. And then the two of the most will battle it off on today's A to Z of Music.
They will.
Get involved. Joel Corey, Katie Baser, and Dance Around It. 20-6 on the Big Drive Home. Let's check out what songs you want to vote for on the A to Z of music tonight. It was solo artists beginning with K is what we're looking for. And first up, Katy Perry. Yeah, it had to be really.
It did.
Katy
Lots
Perry
of votes.
Was going to be in there. Loads of votes. Thank you very much. Katy Perry. If you want to hear Katy Perry, put the word Casey in your message box. Get that over to us. And she could play before 6 tonight. Or Kylie Minogue. And wow. If you want to hear Kylie before 6, put the word Kylie in your message box. Get that over to us. And the winning tune will play just before 6 at the end of the show tonight. And that person will go forward to fight it out to be the K that you want to enter into the A to Z of music. Get voting now. There is Keon the Crow and I'll Be Waiting, 10 to 6, Big Drive Home. I can't wait for the new Deadpool. Deadpool 3 is coming out. Ryan Reynolds is lining up players from Wrexham for the latest movie.
No, he's not.
Cameo roles for Paul Mullen.
Yes.
And Ben Foster.
Oh, amazing.
When Deadpool 3 starts filming this month. It's shot in Britain as well, so it makes it easier for the Wrexham players. They don't have to go to Hollywood.
They would like, they probably would have wanted to go to Hollywood, yeah.
Oh, where is it? Hollywood? No, it's in just down by Bristol. Oh, that's not as fun. Ryan, I can't wait. Deadpool 3, including Paul Mullen.
Does it say when?
It doesn't say when. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Ryan Reynolds bought Wrexham Football Club. There's a Disney documentary. It follows the whole thing. That's why he's associated with Wrexham. And Ben Foster is their goalkeeper, and Paul Mullen just knocks in goals for fun, really.
He's a striker. He's very good.
So, yeah, that'd be fun. Lauren is here.
Hello.
In the, I suppose you're the renter DJ.
The renter DJ.
DJ, yeah.
Yes, I am.
So, Joe's had to cover Jack.
Yep.
So J for J, JJ. They should just call themselves JJ.
Yeah. So Jack started it, spoiled it.
He's gone to Spain. Yeah. Oh, I'm going on holiday. So he's gone to Spain.
I hope he's taking sun cream.
He'll be sitting in the shade.
Yeah.
Joe Kinch is doing that show. And then when Joe's doing that show, we bring in Lauren to do the evening show.
Yeah. That's although I think Joe's the renter DJ.
Yeah, I suppose he is really, isn't he?
He's the one that moves around.
And he was here on Friday when Connor got stuck. There was a train incident at Pitsea, so Connor couldn't get to work on Friday. And it's like, ring Joe!
Yeah. Joe will just do it. Yeah.
Not all DJs wear capes, but Joe should.
He should do. With does everything.
J on his little T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Like a superhero.
Like, oh, yeah, you know the one that always wears a cape? Yeah. He's
super,
great, isn't he?
Superhero.
Yeah.
Like Super Ted.
Yeah. Super Ted. Joe. But Joe.
But Joe, yeah.
Super Kinch.
Yeah.
Okay. Super K. Special K.
Special K.
It's been done.
Yeah, it's been done.
So what's happening on the show tonight, Lauren?
What's happening? Well, we are going to have the Hot 7 at 7.
Boom.
Going through all the best tracks that Essex are loving right now.
Rolling that at 7?
I was thinking at 8:30. Is that all right?
Yeah, do it at 8:30.
That'll work.
Joe will love that. He won't be having kittens while he's listening to that at home. What's 8:30? What's going on?
Yeah, no, at 7, I'm planning to do the 10-minute takeover, if that's
all
right.
Yeah.
Mix it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay, that'll be really weird.
Change it all completely.
I'm just looking at producer Tom. Are you okay?
Yeah, and then do a title fight at 9.
This is like when Karen drives my car and moves everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's my polo?
Well, at least I'm trying to make it my own.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is that all right?
Take over the show.
Well, just do it in your voice, but do the bits where they're meant to go. I would, that's what I would do.
I might just play the hits.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to complain.
No one
complains if you just play the hits.
If I just play the hits.
Who do you reckon won the A-Z of Music tonight, Lauren, between Katy Perry and Kylie Minogue?
Oh, I can't even see, so I can't even cheat. I'm going to say Katy Perry.
Wrong.
Oh, no. Sorry, Kylie.
This is a tune.
This is a better song by a better artist.
Kylie's going through to the A to Z of music for the letter K. Lauren's on the radio next. Essex, have a fantastic Monday night. We'll do it again tomorrow from 3.
Monday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.